medical groups, schools pledge to increase nutrition education. 8 medical groups and more than a dozen medical schools have pledged to ramp up education on nutrition, officials announced June 8. The National Board of Medical Examiners and American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine were among the 8 medical accrediting, assessment, and board organizations that reached an agreement with the Department of Health and Human Services to implement nutrition education reform across programs for medical students and professionals, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said. Kennedy has prioritized increasing nutrition education in schools, and in March announced that 53 schools were going to require a minimum of 40 hours of nutrition education. 19 additional schools have committed to requiring at least 40 hours of nutrition education, or mandate a 40-hour competency equivalent, officials said on Monday. They include Texas A&M University, the University of Maryland, and the University of Massachusetts. Together, these 3 announcements send a clear message: nutrition is returning to the center of American medicine, Kennedy told reporters in Washington. Approximately 163 schools in the United States offer Doctor of Medicine degrees. About 100,000 students attend those schools. In the fall of 2025, officials with the Department of Health and Human Services and Department of Education contacted medical organizations, requesting they improve nutrition education, and have since engaged in more than 100 meetings with stakeholders, health officials said on Monday. The government has pointed to a survey published in 2015 that showed most medical schools did not provide at least 25 hours of nutrition education, and a survey released in 2023 that found medical students received an average of only 1.2 hours of nutrition education per year. Dr. Mehmet Oz, administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, after Kennedy spoke, recounted his time in medical school. He said that doctors are not taught nutrition or other aspects of prevention, and that they carry an attitude that only what is taught in medical school is important. The arrogance that's associated with not learning about nutrition in medical school contaminates the entire medical space, Oz said. The commitments are voluntary, and the government is not forcing schools to adopt any specific curriculum, Kennedy said. Other nutrition-related efforts at his department have included unveiling a changed food pyramid and nutrition guidelines, which impact the food served in institutions such as schools and prisons.